Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe.
So I am inspired today by one of my children. It's super cold here in Texas today. Those of you who are in places other than Texas, maybe it wouldn't be super cold to you. But it's the coldest morning we've had so far this winter, and we're at the beginning of March. So she doesn't like it when it's cold, and that never helps her mood. Being forced to wear heavy clothes and all of those things, being tired, knowing that there was a test at school today and all of those things, you know, Monday. And in her frustration and inability to put words on, well, being able to just say Monday sucks, which maybe I should teach her that phrase, she felt powerless and said only the words that she could think to say, which were, you know, I hate my life. I wish I was somebody else. All of this sucks. And I get it. It's scary words to hear, but the truth is everybody feels that way from time to time. And of course, when I asked her, do you feel that way all the time? She said no. Reflecting on that conversation this morning, once the house returned to quiet, just me and the animals for now, I got to thinking about change and how change is powerful. And sometimes the smallest change can make everything okay, right? The smallest change, changing your outfit, right? And sometimes there are bigger changes that have to happen. And so I was thinking about what can we change and what can't we change? And I was thinking about having her brainstorm a list of these things. And I realized it was a really important conversation for all of us. Sometimes we just need a change. And there are, of course, many categories of change, but the ones I'm thinking about today are, what can we change immediately, this instant? What can we change, but we need a plan, short or long term? And what can we only change in our mind, in our thinking, and by choice? The first thing that came to my mind that we can change immediately, right this minute, is our hair. Now, if you want to go all out and have an expensive change, maybe that's something that you need to plan. But the truth is, we can run down to the Walgreens and for under 10 bucks, get color, right? That could be a big change. We can run down to Supercuts and very inexpensively get our hair cut. Maybe it's not the most glamorous cut, but maybe it is. Who knows, right? Talent hides in all kinds of places. Our hair, we can change immediately. Easy, right? We could change our outfit as far as the clothes we have in our home. With a plan, we can completely change our look, right? I mean, if you have the money by which to do so, you could go out shopping today and change your look. For most people, it would require a plan. For a child, it's going to require a plan. She just got new clothes. She's going to have to outgrow that shit first. What else can we change? We can change the way we eat. Some of that can be done immediately with subtle choices. Pretty much it's going to require a plan. Is the house full of groceries? Can I afford to throw them all out or not? What else can we change with a plan? We can change our career. Maybe that requires a job search. Maybe that requires education. But we do have the power to change that. We do have the power to change the actual physical location of our work. And until we can make that happen, we then fall into the thought category. When we have a plan, when we're working on change, the thought category becomes easier, right? We control how we think about the place. We know the door is open to our next thing, and therefore we can trust that we are where we belong and have something to learn here. What else can we change with the plan? Our location. Now, if you are living a pipe dream and you're hoping to win some dream house somewhere and that's going to be your change, I don't know how great of a plan that is. I mean, it could happen, right? And if there's a contest going on, somebody is going to win it. But if you're holding on to that type of entitled expectation, it's not going to help you feel freedom today. That requires actual concrete action. Concrete action lets you anticipate. And anticipation is something our brain can believe in, and therefore we truly can manifest, because the steps will light up, and the next thing you know, you are moving towards that goal. What are things we can't change? We can change them. We can remove ourselves from them, and the only real way to change them is within ourselves, our thoughts and our emotions. One would be your family. You cannot change your family, the biological or adoptive place in which you started this world. You cannot change that. Now, you can estrange yourself from them, but unless you've learned the lessons, unless you've recovered from what required you to estrange yourself, you're going to be walking around with them all the time. We can estrange ourselves from people who are toxic to us, but if we continue to think about it and are haunted by it, if we continue to dwell on that, it is not fair, then we might as well be right there sitting next to that human being. Here we must work on our thoughts, beloved. Here we must recognize that that manure grew something better, and if we don't like the way that better looks, we better continue to work on letting go and blooming into something beautiful. If you don't like who you are, if you don't like your life, begin to change it. Live as if. You don't have to know what that looks like, beloved. People ask me this all the time. They say, I don't know. I don't know what it is that I want. I don't know the career that I want. I don't know what love looks like. You don't have to know. Focus on what it's going to feel like. It feels like I can breathe. It feels like freedom. It feels easy, even on the bad days. There will be bad days. There will always be bad days, beloved. It's half the point of life school. If every day was easy, if everything was super easy, handed to you on a silver platter, you wouldn't need to be here. This is school. This is life school, spiritual school. Without challenges, there is no point. Now, the challenges can be smaller. They get smaller and smaller. The more quickly that you deal with them, the more you listen to the whisper, you can make it easier. What else can you not change? What else can you change only in your own thinking, in your own mind? Your history. What happened every day before today, every minute before this minute? You cannot change it. You can change the way you view it. Instead of looking at it as unfair, you can look at it as a lesson. If it didn't make you stronger yet, you can focus on how it will, how it can. You can only change the way you view it and that you use it. Sure, you're allowed to hold on to how unfair it is, how much it sucks, how now it gives you the right to not trust, to not take a risk, to not whatever. You can do that. But what a waste of this life. Don't waste your life. Don't waste your time. Don't rip the fun from your day. Take a deep breath. Cry if you need to. Yell if you need to. Find out what purpose it served or will serve. And then you can be free of your history. While you can't change it, it doesn't have to be shackles around your ankles. The irony here. Yes, there are things that require a plan and there are things that we cannot physically change. But the simplest change that you can make, the most immediate change, is actually the one that seems the biggest. And that is your future. You can change your future immediately. Right this instant. right this very second, you can change your future. Maybe it's with one of those little changes, signing up for school or putting your job application out there, cutting your hair, whatever. But the truth is, you can change your entire future on a huge global plane right this instant. You can choose. You can choose to think differently, to create new habits, and it starts in an instant. Sometimes people need a big excuse. They need illness or death, divorce, whatever. If you need that, okay, but honeys, it doesn't have to be that way. You can decide. You can say, I listened to some little brunette with a podcast and it clicked. I flipped the switch and I decided that everything is a blessing from the universe. That everything, no matter how I humanly judge it, is a blessing. Here, planting seeds, providing the fertilizer to grow into something beautiful, a strong, powerful tree, a beautiful, fragrant flower. You can decide. It really is that easy. It starts most often with baby steps, little tiny steps, little tiny choices. Every single choice, even what you eat for lunch, does change who you are and your future. The thoughts you choose to dwell on, the words you allow to flow out of your mouth, and of course, some of that is habit. We can break bad habits. I used to literally say out loud, erase, 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 when I said things that were not aligned with who I wanted to become, who I knew I was growing into. You can do that. You can catch yourself in the middle of a reaction, a behavior, a sentence. You can just stop and say, no, this is not how I want to behave. And you can choose something different. The more times you do that, the quicker the change comes. When things seem hard or confusing or stressful or overwhelming, the thing I say to myself is, well, let's see what the universe is going to do with this. And I smile. I may voice my frustration to my husband, to my best friend. I might share because I am human like everybody else. I am not expecting you to never be frustrated, to never be concerned. That's not realistic. It's what you do with it. You take a breath and you recognize this has happened for a reason, and the reason is me. Yes, it may be somebody else's fault, but it's for me. I'm going to learn and I'm going to grow. Maybe it's independence, maybe it's confidence, maybe it's trusting your intuition. Because I have yet to find anybody who could honestly tell me when they really were able to get past their emotions and reflect backwards. I have never had anyone that could honestly say they never had a clue that the challenge was coming. Once we can admit that, beloved, we are free. We are free because then we know we'll recognize the signs in the future and that all the little changes will become easier and easier. Your awakening, beloved, the whole point of this earthly experience. You are becoming who you truly are. You. The people around you are that education, that curriculum. We love them. We do what we can for them. But the bottom line is we should be doing what is for us, for our highest good, what we believe is aligned with the truth of who we are, and allowing them to do the same. Some will wake up with you. Some will follow in your footsteps. And some will turn and walk the other way. That's change too. And it's good change. We might mourn who we thought they were or what we thought it might be. But the truth is, it's just freedom. if it's not your highest good, you don't want it anyway. One little choice at a time, one little change at a time to get you closer and closer to your true self and to your own highest good. That's all it takes, beloved. That and recognizing that challenge is just opportunity. It might suck, but it'll be worth it. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, I want to personally invite you to come out and find me on social media and at my webpage, psychicjenniferhall.com. If you are inspired by the podcast and want more content, consider clicking that patron button on Podbean, or you can support the show at paypal.me/universallessonsllc, or by visiting our swag shop at spreadshirt.com. You can find the direct link on my Facebook page and my webpage. If you have questions, consider attending one of my quarterly seminars here in Dallas, or book your own educational session from anywhere in the world using the link that you can find on Facebook or on my webpage. I am sending each of you love, light, clarity, and wisdom, and I want you to know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast that's got your back.
Hi, beauties. My name is Megan, and I couldn't pass up an opportunity to share who Jennifer Hall really is with all of you. Jennifer is a gifted woman who loves to share the tips and tricks of mastering lessons from the universe through real-life experiences. When I found Jennifer about 2 years ago, I did not know what to expect. My past conditioning had me fearing psychics and avoiding them, and that was something I overcame within my first conversation with Jennifer. She has no desire to control you or make decisions for you, but she will tell you what's best for your highest good, and it's up to you to do the work or not. It's very common for people to seek out a psychic to read the future, and sure, it's human nature to want to know what we don't know to find the certainty in life. But what you actually get through Jennifer is so much deeper than knowing with certainty. It's really about how to grow through the uncertainty and embrace the power each of us hold deep within our own sovereignty and untapped gifts. Jennifer has helped me grow through many lessons in life. Relationship lessons with my husband of 15 years, my gifted and stubborn children, career lessons that involved overcoming complacency and dealing with difficult bosses, and of course, lessons for my spiritual growth and tapping into and embodying my own authenticity. Her podcast, Lessons from the Universe, is food for the soul. It is channeled wisdom, and it is personal wisdom that she picked up as she learned and grew into who she is today. Jennifer is well known and sought out. I have people from all over the world reaching out to me to provide a referral to her so that she can speak with them and they're able to meet her. This podcast makes it possible for people all over the world to receive her messages and receive the love that she pours into the collective. If you aren't a patron today, please consider becoming one and donating as much as $1 per month. If all of her beloved fans donated just $1, it would make an amazing impact on her offerings to the world. I meet with Jennifer monthly, and I'm also a patron because I believe so much in the lessons from the universe, and I have witnessed the beauty in learning and growing, the beauty in overcoming and smashing the many bubbles of conditioning that I succumbed to in my past. I have a new, more powerful story, and a big part of this story is embracing lessons from the universe. Your story will continue to change, and your donations will help many others change their stories across the globe, allowing the story of the collective to change for the best as well. If you love and live through the lessons from the universe as much as I do, like, share, and become a patron, and watch Lessons from the Universe take the rest of the world by surprise in the best ways possible. Sending light and love to all of you. Namaste.